The Third Man by Graham Greene, read by Martin Jarvis. One never knows when the blow may fall. When I saw Rollo Martins first, I made this note on him for my security police files. In normal circumstances, a cheerful fool. Drinks too much and may cause a little trouble. Whenever a woman passes, raises his eyes and makes some comment. But I get the impression that really he'd rather not be bothered. Has never really grown up. And perhaps that accounts for the way he worshipped lime. I wrote there that phrase, in normal circumstances, because I met him first at Harry Lime's funeral. It was February, and the gravediggers had been forced to use electric drills to open the frozen ground in Vienna's central cemetery. It was as if even nature were doing its best to reject Lime. But we got him in at last, and laid the earth back on him like bricks. He was vaulted in, and Rollo Martins walked quickly away as though his long gangly legs wanted to break into a run, and the tears of a boy ran down his 35-year-old face. Rollo Martins believed in friendship, and that was why what happened later was a worse shock to him than it would have been to you or me. You, because you would have put it down to an illusion, and me, because at once a rational explanation, however wrongly, would have come to my mind. If only he had come to tell me then, what a lot of trouble would have been saved. If you are to understand this strange, rather sad story, you must have an impression at least of the background. The smashed, dreary city of Vienna, divided up in zones among the four powers. The Russian, the British, the American, the French zones, regions marked only by notice boards.